WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Back in the 50s and 60s, performers from Gene Vincent to Conway Twitty made names for themselves by trying to sound like Elvis. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward says some of the top soul stars started out imitating another rock and roll great, Little Richard.
The birth of rock and roll was loaded with totally original performers, and probably none of them is as much a category unto himself as is Little Richard. Rock and roll is a very hard thing to define, and often you wind up saying what it isn't as much as what it is. It isn't a kind of blues, it isn't a kind of country, and it isn't a lot of other things, but it is Little Richard. Or to put it another way, Little Richard is a pure rock and roll performer. Now, one of the facts about rock and roll is that the people who control the record business are always quite a bit older than the people who buy the records themselves. This means that they never really know if a record is anything like what the kids who will wind up buying it will like. So one of the safest things to do is to find out what the kids like and try to come up with something that sounds exactly like it. There were hundreds of would-be Elvises, and there were also plenty of would-be Little Richards. Take this guy, for instance. Vocal sounds a little forced, and the lyrics to Chani On Chan sound like they were made by a computer programmed with Little Richard records. Chani On Chan came out at the height of Richard's popularity, and fortunately, it was a total flop. No, Federal Records had to find something for James Brown to record that sounded a little more natural. Once Richard retired to go into the ministry, though, the rush was on. King Records in Cincinnati was lucky enough to have a man who really knew his way around, Henry Glover, as a talent scout. And he came back from Navasota, Texas, with his version of the next Little Richard.
Now, when a woman gets a good man, every woman wants to be a friend. Yes, when a woman gets a good man, every woman wants to be a friend. But all you women better get your own man. Then your situation's in. Now if you got a real good man, don't advertise what your man can do. I said if you got a good man, honey, don't go around advertising what he can do. Cause if you advertise too much, baby, your best friend will try your man out too.
That's Joe Tex. Another Woman's Man doesn't sound quite as much like Richard as You Little Baby-Faced Thing, which was Tex's first record for King, but doesn't sound as much like the Joe Tex who would rise to fame in the 60s as it might either. Tex was one of those talents who could imitate anyone, but he sounded better as himself. The third of our not-quite-Richards is the weirdest one yet. Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers were a moderately successful soul review who toured the South, and one day they got a break and recorded a number of sides in a studio. The producer was impressed and kept asking them for songs until they ran out. He pressed them for one more, and the group's bus driver announced that he'd like to take a shot. The producer was sure he'd found the next Little Richard when he heard this.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Hey. home, steady getting a man. I love my chicken, baby. Shouting mama lama. Well, 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 nobody's gonna say them down. A 9 feet and 10 feet, we're going for the field. A 9 feet left on a 10 feet of hill. 10 feet turn around and 9 feet green. His teeth fell out and his tongue stayed in. His cat says so.
Shout Bama Lama was a mild hit, but Otis Redding didn't like the way his voice sounded on the record. He knew he could sing better than that, and thank heaven, so do we. No, the original is still the greatest. Even today, skating on the thin ice of self-parody, Little Richard makes a more convincing Little Richard than anyone else around.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Ready, set, go, man, go. I got a gal that I love, so I'm ready. Rock and roll, going to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll baby, she's the apple of my eye. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. Rock and roll, all the flat top cats and all the dungaree dogs. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really set my dear, the crazy style. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. Woo! Rock and roll. Hey!
You're listening to Fresh Air.